Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned back in with your girl, Jenny Cherie. It is a wonderful Wednesday morning. I don't know about you, but I was able to get some sleep. I'm up, I got a coffee. I'm ready to get this day started. Yo, this is a whole new adventure for me, you guys. Like, this is day three since I gave my word to get up and do my show every single day. So back in the studio 3 days in a row, it's doing good. And I'm excited. You never know what's going to happen once you start putting effort into things that you get done, right? So you guys hear me talk about that all the time. And I'm keeping my word. Once you give your word, yo, you got to keep it. Once you pinky swear, once you say, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to need everybody to keep their word on that. So let's jump right into it, you guys. So I'm going to be about 30 minutes today, if that. So today, I was going over something on, I was on TikTok or I was on Facebook, one of the two, and I came across a passage, and I just started reading it, and it really caught my attention, and it was like maybe a 2 minute read, if that, but it caught my attention, and I was just like, you know, it's really talking about something that I don't think a lot of people talk about or acknowledge. And so I was just like, well, I can bring this into a show today and we can talk about that. Yesterday we recapped talking about giving life to death situations. So today we're going to speak to the couples, and we're going to take it a little deeper, and we're going to talk about when couples outgrow sex. And Daryl Holloway, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, definitely in my comments to make sure you get credit where credit is due. So I'm going to read what he had put on his post or what he wrote down, right? So we talk about sex all the time, and I hear a lot of people, especially married couples, and they talk about how they're not getting sex at home. This is boring, yada, yada, yada. They've been together for years, and it's just not the same. But what I rarely hear people talk about is intimacy. And that is, to me, that out-trumps sex. So you guys can have a great relationship, you guys can have great sex, but do you guys share intimacy? And a lot of people don't know the difference between intimacy and sex. They put the two hand in hand. And in my opinion, intimacy is so much deeper of a connection than sex, right? Because you don't share intimacy with everybody. But sex is easy to find. You can get sex anywhere. Yeah, there's hookers on the street called to get sex from. You can get sex just about any place, anytime. And in the days that we're living now, sex is just, it's there like popcorn hell. Like, you go pick up M&Ms, you can pick up sex too. But when do we get to a point to where we outgrow sex? When do we get to a point to where, and I'm not saying outgrow sex to where we put sex down and we no longer have sex. What I mean is that sex is not your master and that sex is not the only thing that's leading you. Like, if you go out with your homeboys and the only thing that you're chasing is ass, like, when is it for the fellas that you guys outgrow that? And if any fellas out there listening to me, you guys want to jump in and be part of the conversation, definitely do so, 319-527-6776, and let me know your thoughts or you guys mature in there. But I want to know, like, is it an age, just an age, or is it an age and mental thing that men have to go through in order to outgrow sex and get to the place where they can share and understand what intimacy is? And not just men, women too. Women need to understand what intimacy is as well. A lot of people don't experience that. They think that their high is climaxing, and that's all there is to it. Or he really likes me because we have sex together. He really likes me because I lay my head on his chest. But it can go definitely deeper than that, because when you have intimacy, you're touching a whole other surface of that person, right? You are touching it just in a physical sense. You're going deeper. You're going into that mental. And so, like, when you have, and you can capture somebody's attention mentally, I think that outcomes sex. Now, sex is great, but sex is a bonus when you pair it to intimacy. So let's jump into this, and we can start reading what Daryl Holloway accused. I may never say his last name right, but if I don't, please forgive me. But let's jump into it right now. And he entitles it, "When a Couple Outgrows Sex." And all right, let's go. Let's do it. "He woke up in the middle of the night and found his wife sleeping next to him in bed. He looked at her. She looked peacefully. Yesterday, they didn't make love despite them sleeping naked. But it is not a big deal. It's not that he doesn't find her sexy. It's just that they have outgrown sex. They have reached a place in their marriage where sex is not a must-have each night. They have reached a deeper level of intimacy, intimacy where just hold each other close and their skin touches and converts, bringing pleasure to the soul." See, I just mentioned that when you have intimacy, you're touching somebody's soul. You're touching deeper than just the surface. Having that smell good and having them, you know, touch you on your arm, touch you on your leg, great. But I need somebody to touch my soul. Okay, let's keep going. Some nights they make passionate love. They sweat it out as he goes inside and pumps through her wetness. But other times they talk, laugh, chill, and listen to music, smile, and share the same air, then sleep. I can read, I really can. He looked at her. She turned in to her sleep. Okay. She turned in her sleep. He covered her and revealed her shoulder with duvet. She looked comfortable. He thought of the many men out there who are destroying their own marriages, chasing after sex with other women. This world has been of women. That means billions of butt, boobs, and vaginas. He is too mature to chase after other women. He has his queen right next to him, and no woman compares to her. God damn. Now, how many women are looking for something like that? And vice versa, she sees him, and he is her king, and there's no other man out there. And how many times do we know that, you know, people have good spouse at home, do love them, and show them that level of interest that their mind is just on sex. They go outside the home and they're willing. I never understood, right? Like, they're so willing to go find the home and chase ass and destroy what they really have at home and the love at home. There's people
you got at home that will be down for you, 4 flat tires. But your selfishness and that desire to chase sex because you haven't outgrown it, you either go outside the home and look for it there to satisfy your 2 or 3 minutes of pleasure and destroy what you have at home.
Okay, that's a whole nother subject. Uh-huh. Okay, let's keep reading. He wondered what is the big deal about sex that makes people destroy their own home for a few minutes of body pleasure. Oh, I just said that, see? He thought of how our generation has made a big deal out of orgasms, no matter how the orgasm is got, that we have forgotten the deep love. There is something higher than orgasms. At any cost, there is love. There is an unspeakable joy that comes with knowing you are faithful to your spouse. There is indescribable pleasures that come with not just making sweet love to yourself, but also being faithful to your spouse. There are people in this world who live for more than sex. Those are the kind of who are faithful to their marriages. The true test of an adult is when he or she masters sex and not sex being the master. Okay, so I mentioned that at the beginning, right? That sex does not consume you, and that's not everything that's in the forefront, right? That you're looking to connect with somebody on a deeper level than just sex. Sex is so physical, and there's a lot of people, especially men. I'm not trying to down the men by any means, but there's a lot of men that they can have sex with anybody. That don't mean, because to them, that doesn't mean anything. It's just sex, which I never understood. Like, some people say that kissing is more intimate than having sex. And in my mind, it don't make sense to me. But so there's a lot of people. I remember the poll about it one time. There's a lot of people that said, yeah, like, somebody, they'll have sex with somebody, and they might have sex with somebody that's unprotected, but they won't them. And I'm just like, isn't it more what's your name to have unprotected sex than kiss somebody? Isn't that more of a life on the line with unprotected sex versus kissing somebody in the mouth? Maybe this is something. So somebody can help me out. 319-526-7776. Okay, let's keep going. He looked at his beautiful wife sleeping, and she is more than a sexy body. She is his wife, his companion, his best friend, his confidant, his prayer partner, his co-worshipper, his queen. He kissed her on the forehead. She opened her eyes to find him looking at her. I love you, he said. She snuggled up inside his arms and said, I love you too. He stroked her soft skin as she fell deeper into sleep. He dozed off too. A couple that holds sexual intimacy as something special, a couple that has graduated from the pressure, complication, and confusion of sex. Healthy sex life doesn't mean that sex is done every single day, every time. But sex is a part of an intimacy and blessing through faithfulness. That sex is something that comes with no pressure, something peaceful. There is so much to love on sex. Love your spouse through sex and beyond sex. Boy, I tell you, that was like a whole mouthful. And when I was reading that, you guys, I know I was stumbling just a little bit, but I read for real. But when I was reading that, you guys, like, it just touched a deep part. Because all the time we seek out partners, but we don't necessarily know what we're seeking or what we want. Better yet, what we need in a partner when we're looking for one. And then we find out why we keep attaching ourselves to people that serve us no purpose, and the relationship doesn't go anywhere. So I think it needs to start with the foundation. And I'm saying this because I have built relationships that had no foundation, and it was because the person looked good, or the person dressed good, or whatever it was. But you look up 2 or 3 months from now, and after giving your body to them, and the sex comes into play, it's like, what else is there afterwards? Like, did we really connect? The sex is just good, right? And you keep going back because the sex is good, and you think that you love him, you love her, you're falling in love with this person because the sex is good. But you sit back and you really think about it. If you take sex out, what else is that person giving you when you remove sex from the picture? Are they stimulating you mentally, emotionally? Have you connected on a whole nother level? And I feel like I've seen successful couples, and the successful couples that I do know, that's my first thing that they go in and they start talking about is not sex. It's those moments to where you could be laying on the sofa, and you can have music on, you can have candles, you can, and you're just enjoying each other's company, right? And you guys can have a conversation, and no sexual physical touch, but you guys are enjoying each other's presence because now you're connecting on another level, on an emotional level. A good example, and I'm not sure why. Well, I do know why. The day that we're living in now, it's like men are looked at like simps if they reach this level of intimacy with their girlfriends, and they're being faithful, and they look at this woman like, I know there's other women around me, there's other beautiful women, but I got the one that I'm connected to with my soul. And Sierra's husband, I know people keep talking about that, which was pissing me off, like Sierra's husband, they give him a very hard time and they call him a simp, they call him a punk, they call him everything but his God-given name because of the way that he loves his wife and the way that he's faithful and the way that he treats her. In my eyes, like, y'all stupid, because I definitely need a Russell Wilson in my life. Like, I want somebody to connect me on a deeper level other than sex. I want somebody to connect with me mentally, because as you are together for years upon years upon years, what else are you guys going to have if everything is based on sex? When all the kids are gone, when sex is no longer available, then what else do you guys have? What else is your foundation built on? So y'all can keep calling these men like Russell Wilson simps and punks because he understands and he's outgrown the sex part, that where he can show intimacy and really love and dedicate and devoted to his wife. And for some, a lot of men feel like they got to chase different women. And that's what makes them a man. And I don't agree with that. I can't be as a man because, of course, I'm not one. But I'm really curious to know, and maybe that could be a conversation. There's a man up there that's willing to sit down and have this conversation. Like, really try to explain to me why you take a man that outgrown chasing ass 24/7 and not having to sleep with multiple women all the time and can focus on just and give his all to that one. Oh, excuse me, give his all to that woman. Why does that make him a simp? Why does that make him, in this world standards, less of a man? Because in my opinion, it makes him more. because sex is not his, is not controlling him. And that's a, for me, that's a dangerous man. If a woman tries to control a man with sex and he falls for that, that means he don't know, he hasn't reached his level of peak. He doesn't know exactly who he is, right? But if you cannot control a man with sex, and if sex is not the first thing that he's after, that's a dangerous, powerful man, in my opinion. Somebody might have another thing. And if you go ahead and act with me, 319-527-6776, or you guys can email me at hostgenasheree@gmail.com. Connect with me on my Instagram, JSL_radio. And let's dive deeper into this conversation other than what I brought to the front for. Let me hear from a man. Let's bring a man in and we can have this conversation with him. And we might bring in another female as well so that we can sit and have a group conversation. Because I think this is a conversation that needs to be had, outgrowing sex and walking into a higher level of adult when you connect with somebody on an intimacy level, and understanding the difference between sex and intimacy, and knowing that it's not the same thing, it's not the same connection when you're just having sex with somebody and you are not connected on that intimacy level. Because I need somebody to touch my soul. I go ahead and touch the soul, because once you reach that, you're gonna have that for a lifetime, right? Because we'll continue working on that, and that will be the foundation, and the sex will just be a bonus, right? And you keep telling, somebody might say, oh, sex is very important. Yes, sex is very, very important in a relationship, right? Because everybody wants to have sex with the person that they're with, right? But wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't you think that would be a bonus if you connect on an intimacy level, on an emotional level? Because like I said before, men can have sex with women and walk away and nothing of it. Don't even care, because his main goal was just to bust a nut and call it a day. Now, don't get this twisted, fellas. Like, there's women out there in this day and age that do the same. Women out here that have no feelings whatsoever and go and have sex and walk away like nothing, nothing at all. So I'm not giving them out. But how do we get to the point to where we can sit and have a grown-folk conversation? And how do we get to a point to where we can have more couples to look up to? And all the men that are like Wilson. And where are y'all at, by the way? Like, I'm going to need y'all to come out. Put your hands up. The Russell Brothers, please stand up. But where are y'all? And why are you not, not necessarily him, but men like him? I think it's time that we hear from you and that we understand your mindset and what got you to this point to where you are no longer the master. Sex is not your master. And you learned how to control yourself and connect with just one woman and give your all to that one person. So, guys, if there's somebody out there that wants to come on the show and have a deeper conversation on this, I'm definitely open to it. I'm definitely willing to sit and have that conversation. Like I said, you guys can connect with me. Hit me on my email, hostgenasheree@gmail.com. Connect with me on my Instagram @GSL_radio. And let's do it. Let's connect. Let's have this conversation. I think it's time to have. Okay, so there's about 6 minutes left in the show, you guys. So I'm going to bring in some, well, not bring in, I'm going to do some shout outs real quick on some of the restaurants I think are good for people to try out and other businesses. At Juliet.htx. Eat, drink, watch modern American vibing dining, and this is 5857 Westmere, if I said that correctly, in Houston, Texas. So connect with them. They are on TikTok, and look for Juliet.htx. The food do look amazing. I had to go through their sites. This shrimp and these, oh, I'm a sucker for French toast. So this French toast is the best. So if you guys are in the Houston area, go ahead and check them out. And let me know what you guys feel about that. Here's another one, guys, and it's Twisted Grilled Cheese with the black on gourmet. Let me see the name of it. Soy Black. If I'm saying this correctly, they have a Twisted Grilled Cheese sandwich, you guys. In Texas, 24811 Katy Freeway in Katy, Texas. They say they're black owned. They have another a place that you guys can visit, and that is Washington Avenue in Houston, 77494 Washington Ave in Houston, Texas. They are also on TikTok. So I'm going to spell the name out with you guys, because I probably murdered the hell out of this name. The name is SAUEBLACKTX. Okay, so yeah, you're like, I'm a little slow this morning. I'm a little slow. I haven't fully drank the rest of my coffee. But go check them out, you guys. I do believe that they are like a, I want to say like a vegan spot. I connected with them on TikTok, and the food is amazing. So I'm hoping to go in and sit down with the owners, two beautiful women, and do an interview with them. So just a few restaurants you guys can go check out. And for makeup, we have a makeup line, you guys, that has 24-hour wear. And when I say 24-hour wear, I mean 24-hour wear. For makeup, go to GinaCherie.com, and it's called Gina Cherie Cosmetics. So if you pop that into the Google, beautiful colors from nudes to reds to purple, just different, really different shades from mattes to glosses. And this is a company that is really growing, adding new products on the regular. So just go check them out. It's Gina Cherie Cosmetics at GinaCherieCosmetics.com. All right, you guys. So I just short and sweet. So let's dig into this conversation a little bit deeper. So we'll get some fellas on here. We'll get some women on here, and we will dive into this conversation a little bit more. Until next time, you guys. So tomorrow, you know, same time, same place, 8 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com. You guys can meet me there. And for anybody that can't catch the live show, you guys can definitely connect with me on my podcast, because I do drop it into my podcast feeds. So anchor.fm/GinaCherie. Also have another one, anchor.fm/Gina764. But not only that, you guys can connect me on Spotify. You could type in GSL Radio or Dear Diary or Coffee for Men. That's all me, you guys. Or go straight to my website, gsltalk.com, and that will give you all of my channels where you guys can listen, because there's about 10 of them or more that you guys can listen to me. Yeah, I'm out there, y'all. Don't sleep on me. I'm out there. So you guys can listen to those platforms. I'm also on iHeartRadio, Pandora. Oh, I made it to Pandora, y'all. I'm one step away from my goal of being on XM Radio. But connect with me on there. You guys have wonderful, beautiful Wednesday. Keep your heads up, stay encouraged. And until tomorrow, right here at the same time, 8 o'clock, this is your girl, Gina Cherie, sounding off. Thank you.